This is BayFM News. I'm Tanya Organ. The forecasted high for Deer Lake on Thursday is around 27 degrees, and the town is getting ready for an exciting way to cool off. Councillor Brett Langdon says the new splash pad is going into the Schwartz Sports Field, but that's not all.
We're hoping to have it up and running there by the summer rush, so it's a new splash pad going in the Schwartz Park area, which is our outdoor recreation park. It's part of the bigger plan that's happening, so this is kind of phase one, so we're quite excited about it. You know, like I said, the greater plan there is some upgrades to our playgrounds, sports fields, which include a softball field, baseball field, and soccer pitch there as well. But we performed some public consultation there over the last couple of years as well, and overwhelmingly, which is no surprise, it came back, the community wanting a splash pad, so that's working on phase one there now, and we're quite excited about it.
Langdon says this is all part of a bigger plan for the town.
You know, highlighting whether it's through a new levy tax that's coming on board as well, and how to justify spend like this is one of those things. You know, the splash pad is very important, and it also connects the way it's situated there to our Joe Butts Beach area, which had some extensive development in the last couple of years as well. So, like I said, we're just quite excited, and the community's quite excited as well.
Langdon says with the new clinic being built, it is needed in this area because a lot of people still don't have a family doctor. He says it should be open by late 2026 or early in 2027. The town recently celebrated a 75th anniversary with a builder's night, and Langdon says it was hosted at the town's new annex.
It's not fully commissioned yet, but we were able to host the event in there last Saturday, so we had a wonderful evening there. It was about nearly 400 people in the building, and we had an excellent committee led by, you know, former Premier Dwight Ball. You know, it was a great evening. We had so many, you know, we call it the Builder's Dinner because we wanted to highlight the businesses that have helped grow Deer Lake and also the individuals. We inducted a number of new individuals to our Pride of the Town, 75 individuals now that have gone above and beyond in our community, and it was just a great night, and it really highlighted the success we've had over the last 75 years and, you know, what's next in store.
Langdon says that town's had an amazing development and growth spurt, even though population has been stagnant for the past 20 years. He says over the past 11 years, the town has been fortunate being in the riding of former MHAs Dwight Ball and Andrew Fury. That's your latest BayFM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.